source of long-term secure employment for local residents. There'll be great opportunities for businesses, our local consultants and contractors.
Stronger economies. Hundreds of new jobs for the region. It's what we're told time and time again, every time a new mine is approved. But the New South Wales Liberal government is facing an election next year. One of the big issues for communities in the Southern Highlands is the controversial Sutton Forest sand mine and an application being considered by the state's planning authorities. A sand mine in Green Valley, just 4 kilometres away, was quietly approved not all that long ago. Residents have taken a much harder line about the proposed sand mine in Sutton Forest, which would be similar in size and scale to 60 football fields, or two-thirds of Sydney CBD. It's a decision with the potential to impact the community's groundwater, health, biodiversity, and protected wildlife. Sutton Forest is home to many endangered species, including the powerful owl, gang gang cockatoo, glossy black cockatoo, scarlet robin, and squirrel glider. Local resident, nurse, and member of the Save Our Sands Alliance, Bernadette Lawler, says residents are very concerned about the social, health, and environmental impacts of the mine if it's approved.
It's the Highland peat swamp, which is got federal protection. They've not addressed that in the EIS.
So that waterway feeds into the Sydney water catchment?
Yeah, that's correct. And okay. There's one of the major concerns is the pollution to this waterway, which there will definitely be. There's no doubt about it. Our water experts have undeniably shown that will cause the type of mining that they're going to do will definitely cause environmental damage to that swamp area.
I'm at a public meeting in Sutton Forest on a Tuesday night. About 350 people are attending this meeting. Planning authorities say it's an opportunity for residents to have their say, and residents are doing just that.
Air pollution, noise pollution, habitat destruction, and traffic congestion. We, the residents of the Southern Highlands, are expected to bear these costs without any real benefit to us. Just dirt and noise and destruction and chaos. And no doubt, no benefit, not at all, to the precious fauna whose habitats, homes and food will be destroyed by this silly idea. So we, the people of the Southern Highlands, reject this environmental vandalism. And so should you.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of passionate people, a lot of very upset people. It'll affect a lot of people's lives, and the only ones that will gain out of this is two miners that will make an enormous amount of profit out of it.
Planning authorities are still receiving public submissions on the Sutton Forest sand mine, and the mine operator will have an opportunity to respond. Planning authorities have said this next stage could take up to 6 months.